99 King.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Coming up next hour, we'll go to Los Angeles. Daniel Salerson, part of the Pelicans broadcast. Pels at the Lakers tonight, ESPN. Take a wild guess. What do you think a big storyline will be in that one? Oh, how things have changed for the kingdom. John Forcade, I'll play some sound coming up in this second.
Can't wait to hear it.
Oh, it's good. I'm going to ask you specifically, since you've been in different locker rooms, how could one person not buying in or buying in or things of that nature kind of affect it and fester? Because it's not just happening in L.A., but it's happening in Boston as well. So we'll touch on that here. So we effort to try to get somebody from WEEI later this week to find out what's, it's a disaster. They haven't won since the All-Star break.
0-3.
Yeah. I mean, so it'll
be killed last night.
Yeah. By 30. They were losing by 30 at one point to the Raptors.
I think they lost by 28.
So I'll play a little bit of that. But first, Joey, I've completely forgotten our number one. And that's because of Titan Dallas Favorite, the newest member of the Favorite family. There he is. Born yesterday evening. Marlon's third son.
A couple years from now, I'll be renting his kid for
you. Cannot rent children.
Marlon.
Cannot rent
Me and TD going to hang out together.
I do like the nickname you already gave him.
He's going to. TD? He'll definitely go by TD.
Yeah, I like that.
That or Dallas.
For sure.
Titans are cool, too. But
I like it.
But TD, that just sounds.
Good stuff. I think Marlon. Well, you know, Marlon drives a Nissan. I drive a Nissan. I wonder if he's trying to get a little sponsorship deal for a Titan pickup truck.
Doesn't hurt.
Huh?
Doesn't hurt. And you know when he's 17 years old, he's getting the scholarship offers. He'll be driving a Titan, all right.
You got like a lot of these places that will put like little wraps. Like you have the wrap of ESPN on your truck.
Jeep, yep.
Yeah. Baby Favorite. Baby Fave on the Titan truck. Just saying.
Baby Fave.
Baby Fave. Not for rent.
Truck for rent.
Welcome to the midway point of your work week.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is. Guess what day it is.
It's hump day.
Hump day. I know you can hear me. Let's get
stupid. Today's more about what that camera Wednesday hump day is. Whatever it is.
And there it is. Shock G, the Digital Underground, the camel. His name is Caleb. And head coach Sean of the Peyton. It is our number two of the Sports Hangover. Looking forward to talking to Blake Dean for a few minutes next segment as they continue to have a nice start to the season. Words of wisdom.
And to all the ladies, peace and happiness forever.
It is. All right. Let's get into it a little bit here as well. And again, if you want to chime in on this, Joey, apparently you do not like the fact that ladders are being taken. And I'm sorry, Mayor Cantrell said it will be destroyed.
No, you're dropping him in my house.
That's you're like, yeah, fine. Okay. So
and you really can't hear Joey because he didn't have his mic right now.
We took the mic away.
We took the mic away because he was, being a bad boy.
No, yeah. We kind of need all this.
Okay. Anyway. Since it's hump day and everything else, and we talk about renting kids and stuff.
There's no we.
Well. Yeah. Today I want to wish my mother 83rd happy birthday, Betty Forcade, 83 years old today.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
She put up with five kids and she's 83 years of age and doing well. So
she put up with John.
Yeah. She's a great lady and happy birthday, Mom.
It's awesome, man. Thank you.
Thank you. You going to cry now?
No, it's five.
I'm on site here seeing there's no site here that says rent a kid.
I don't think you can. Pretty sure about that.
Maybe it's something a different topic.
That could get real. Yeah. Have you been following the Robert Kraft? That's what I'm getting at. There's a line right there.
Robert Kraft. Yeah. Happy ending.
Orchids of Asia.
Yes. How about the one across the lake?
Did you see that? Okay. You know what? Let's move on. Let's go back.
Robert Kraft.
I didn't realize they franchise. Is there Orchids of Asia on the North Shore?
No,
I didn't know.
It was a different name.
Oh, okay.
You got to check the name. In a break, I'm going to pull it up.
Lilies of Asia.
It's
okay. Did just use different flowers? Is that one?
All I know is he had too many rings on one hand. They said that he was having trouble, so, he's got six Super Bowl rings. He can do what he wants.
Come on. You know, Can we talk about LeBron?
He's a widow.
Let's talk about LeBron.
Yes.
Let's give you an idea of how things have changed for the King. Because remember, John.
The King.
I think you last came on with us, and we were talking about how, you know, the poor New Orleans Pelicans, they're just stupid to not take the trade before the trade deadline. How dare they not take the trade of this young, talented, unbelievable group of young players in Los Angeles? I mean, you're not going to get a better deal.
What was the deal, though? What's your take on that?
Entire team.
I know, but what was your...
What was my take?
So what do you do with your team here in New Orleans? Yeah. If you go take five from them, that means you get rid of four from here.
Well, there you go. But how about you look at it this way? Why would someone want to get rid of their entire starting lineup?
And those aren't bad players.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, LeBron's cancer wherever he goes.
Things have changed.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure you saw the highlights on SportsCenter and the loss against Memphis.
Oh, did I see it? It looked like they just put a pole in the middle with his face on it. That's all he did.
He just watched.
He stood there.
Screaming A on LeBron's defense.
It's not just because he's the leader. It's not just because he's the best player in the world, supposedly. It's because he hasn't looked like the best player in the world, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. Half the time, he looks like he's standing around. Other times, he just looks disengaged. And that's where you really, really hold individuals accountable, because defense is primarily about effort. It's not always about understanding. It's about effort.
That's one talking head on ESPN. Will Cain has his own show in the afternoon's ESPN nationally.
It's not just the pursuit of Anthony Davis. It's how the pursuit was conducted. It's that it was a public muscling. It was an attempt to force New Orleans to trade Anthony Davis. And as part of that, you had to put your muscle on the table, which was these guys are now all of a sudden not good enough to hold up the franchise. These guys that don't have a sense of urgency. These guys that you can't build around. It was putting Brandon Ingram and Kyle Kuzma and Josh Hart out there so openly. But it wasn't just that. It's the coach also being scapegoated. It's not just the coach and the players. It's every time these kind of things come up, it's somebody else in the locker room's issue, somebody else's sense of urgency. Now, you say you do that 10 times out of 10 anyway, because having Anthony Davis is better. But what I would say to you in response is that might make LeBron a good Machiavellian GM, but it doesn't make him a leader.
It goes on. I'm going to play something else, but I want you to think of this and keep this in mind as well about how good a GM he is. I could be a good GM, too, if I just try to go pick the best player available to come help me who is an all-star. I can do that. A good GM is trying to get the right pieces that you can get at the right price that can come in and help you. I mean, how good a GM are you to say, hey, I want stars like Ray Allen? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I want an NBA all-star team. No matter what the salary cap is, pay the luxury cap.
Hey, bring us Anthony Davis. Well, heck, I can do that.
And Kawhi, you know, bring them all. You know,
Kawhi.
Whatever the name
is. Kawhi.
Kawhi Leonard.
So, again, those are just two. You have a football player, Ryan Clark, on a show last night talking about LeBron's leadership.
There's no way at the beginning of the season that I believe we would be having this conversation. When you look at the way he was playing before the groin injury, he had this team in the top five in the West. He was playing ball that had him in the MVP conversation, and this team looked like it could possibly make the run to the Western Conference Finals that you were saying they could. But since coming back, he isn't playing with energy. It still seems to me like he's not 100% healthy. And also, too, though, we're seeing some things from a leadership standpoint that I don't like to see in LeBron.
I was getting ready to go there with you about that, because to me, the kind of things that we're seeing about LeBron James at this particular juncture, in terms of really, really lamenting the state of affairs with the Lakers, talking about the younger players on the squad, et cetera, et cetera, it's almost tantamount to what we've been saying about Big Ben Roethlisberger.
You just took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say, you know, we have been down on Ben Roethlisberger's forms of leadership, you know, ever since Antonio Brown came out and spoke up about him. But I believe LeBron has been the same way. And also another part of LeBron's leadership is his mannerisms on the court, right? Some of the pouting, the outwardly showing his displeasure with the things that his teammates are doing. And then after the game, in his post-game comments, or anytime he speaks to the media, pointing out what the other people on the team are not doing, basically saying, you know what, it's not me. I've been there before. You know who I am. you know that I'm one of the greatest basketball players of all time. So clearly, if we aren't winning, it's nothing I'm doing. They just don't understand the moment. And if I'm one of those young guys on the team, one, you tried to trade us all for one player. And now, number two, the best basketball player in the world, the guy who we see as that or who came into the season as that, is now pointing out what we can't do. That's a tough environment for a young player to succeed.
Well, man, I had to play that because Ryan Clark nailed it. That's a guy that's played, respected. He covers a different sport, but that's why I can ask you about it. You've been in the locker room. You've helped the team try to win games, get to that 8-win. Like, you've had to go through a situation where you had the strike. I mean, you know, I'm getting at where just what you had in that locker room was probably the only reason you can work or not. And when you have somebody that's not bought into you, I mean, you can use that analogy in anything. Imagine coming to work here or anywhere else where they don't want you there. You're not going to wake up in the morning and feel like you should put up 100%. I mean, that's plus more than anything else is every single time you do anything, your flaws are pointed out. And to the last part of what Ryan Clark said is the biggest thing. If you're the bleeping best player in the world, then lead us. Mm-hmm. Because if you, John Forcade, and I, Gus Cattingill, saw those highlights on Wednesday when ESPN, goodness, spot shadowed him. They didn't just show the highlight and talked about it. They drew a little roving circle. They put a floodlight on him. I mean, it was apparent. Like, it could have been muted at a bar, and you knew what they were talking about, and the guy watched people drive by him, watched shoot in front of him, and then point to others why you didn't cover him. If you saw it, I saw it. His teammates saw it. Dude, I text Brian earlier. I'm shocked somebody doesn't take a swing at it. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
Here's my take. He's been out there, LeBron, mouthing off about the players, mouthing off about how bad they're playing, this, that, and the other thing. It's all their fault, this, that. He want to pad his stats and talk about this, I'm this and that. No, I mean, he went to Charles Barkley. But here's my take. When and where this happens, I will be the first to applaud this. If the Lakers team would get a press conference and say, okay, LeBron, we're sick and tired of you not playing defense. We're sick and tired of you blaming us for everything. Watch what happens then if they finally say, you know what, we had enough of it. What they're going to do, get rid of all of them? Now they can't. They have to play with these players. If you cut them, I guarantee other players, other teams will snatch them up. I'm waiting. Like you said, hit somebody, smack them. No, all you got to do is get these guys a group. You know, all eight,
have their
nine,
own
ten,
press conference.
Let them have it and say, all right, here's the deal, LeBron. You either play with us or you get the heck out of town. We don't need you here. We were doing fine without you last year or whatever the deal was. We're fine. We'll get some other players. We'll get another player. But maybe that's the problem with the Lakers. It is LeBron. Why doesn't nobody really want to play with LeBron?
The LBHU group. LeBron hates us.
Yeah, LeBron hates us group.
The LBHU. Just have political press conference is what you do, right? What was that? I saw Nancy Pelosi and him and all of them, and he had a little sign on the podium. Stop Trump. Like, when they do the presser, right on the table, banner. LeBron hates us. And have the other three, four members on the team just arms in front of him looking down all sad, and one guy speaks for him. But in unison.
It's always been who gets it. It's all LeBron, right? LeBron's always doing the interviews. He's the one who's always saying everything. Have you heard one
They're not allowed.
Say, they're not allowed. Is that from Magic or is that from the
GM? That's from LeBron. You can't talk.
LeBron can't.
I got you.
So who's running?
I got you.
You know, Magic's a fool. Magic's a joke. You know, because we all know what that whole deal is. Magic's never done a thing, whatever he's done.
Like I said, it's changed, man. The perception of the last 2-3 weeks. And wait, because it gets better. Paul Pierce. I mean,
he's
Paul
chiming in too, huh?
Paul Pierce. I'm just going to play the first 3 seconds, and then we'll play this after Blake Dean.
I mean, LeBron is right in everything he says when criticizing his teammates. But if I were the Lakers, I would shut LeBron down.
Now it's time to shut LeBron. No one wants to play anymore. Shut down for money. Shut down because you're not getting your way and not winning. It's unbelievable how they covered this guy. It really honestly is. Blake Dean, head coach of the UNO Privateers. Got to talk to him about his team's 6-1 start. We'll do that next on ESPN New Orleans.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack.
come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town, and we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
It's Mardi Gras time, and Joe's Septic Contractors would like to let everyone know that there is still time to call in your orders for portable toilets and hand wash stations. You can order 2, 3, 6, 10, and 18-stall restroom trailers. From everyone at Joe's Septic Contractors, have a happy and safe Mardi Gras. Call 985-632-5592 or visit joesseptic.com.
No way. Home and Credit can help with those unexpected needs for cash when you least expect it, or for home improvements or anything else you need. They have loans $300 and up. They offer fast, friendly service and payments to fit your budget. Plus, they even accept phone applications. The folks at Home and Credit have up to 30 years' experience, and they're locally owned and operated. Call 223-1085 or look them up on Facebook.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today, or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
Archie Manning here for Thibodeau Regional. In the Manning household, we're pretty serious about sports. And just like the team at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional, we're also very serious about sports safety. As the region's leader in First Comprehensive Sports Medicine Program, they've been in the game longer with certified athletic trainers, fellowship-trained sports medicine physicians, and neuro-sports-trained experts. So play hard, play to win, but play it safe with the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. It's hour number two. Our thanks to Mike Triplew to join us in hour number one. Daniel Salson coming up next hour from Los Angeles. Pels at the Lakers. That game, yes, of course. It's televised on ESPN. John Forkett in studio here with me today, as well as we decided to pay Joey a visit in the LaRue studios. You know, so last night, you know, I'm paying attention to action in the Diamond, and my Golden Eagles happen to be right there on the lakefront taking on the UNO Privateers. Head coach Blake Dean joins us here as there it is. There's the appropriate sounder. There is Wally Coyote and my Privateers going down 2-1. Hey, man, that's a nice win. 23rd-ranked Golden Eagles. And how about your start, Coach? 6-1 overall in the season. How are you this afternoon?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Trying to enjoy the win and get ready for this weekend.
You know, we talked right the Thursday before the season started, and obviously every coach has concerns. Every coach looks into the season, and a lot of times I remember I asked you, I said, hey, look, until you get innings under a lot of your guys' belts, you don't know how they're going to respond and act. I know it's early. I get that. But what have you learned so far from a couple of games?
I've learned that these guys are resilient. They you know, they're finding ways to win. You know, might not be the prettiest out there sometimes, and we're still making a lot of mistakes. But, again, these guys are continuing to believe in themselves, and they're finding ways to take advantage of situations when they present themselves.
You have a couple of wins, 16-8, 7-2. You also have some close ones, though, Coach. 6-4, 2-1, 2-1 last night as well. So you're getting, I guess, the timely hitting, the right pitching in the defense to hold that in?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, like I said, we had opportunities last night to kind of, you know, break that thing open a little bit. We had bases loaded, one out, couldn't score. Second and third, no outs, couldn't score. You know, so we had opportunities to score more runs. We just didn't get it done, but we've been playing really good defense. That's kind of what's been keeping us in there. Again, I think going into yesterday, we were fielding around 982, made one error. So our defense is really, really doing well. And then obviously our back end of the bullpen with Barr, Ostitt, and Reeves Martin. Or, you know, Reeves already got three saves and a win out of the bullpen at the very end. So our pitching at the end of the game is really keeping us in there.
Hey, Coach, John Forcade here. There's a young man that I know. I watched him at Rummel play with my nephew, Chase Forcade. Darren Willis, is he contributing, or is he part of your operation or your program this year? I don't know much. I haven't talked to him or my nephew while, but is Darren still with you guys?
Yeah, Darren's with us. He's a junior this year. He's our starting shortstop. So doing a really, really good job there. I mean, we're doing up the middle. We're turning quite a few double plays. You know, the bat's been a little light. But he's been playing great defense and really, really, really doing a good job there at shortstop for us.
Well, good. I'll pass it on to my nephew because they were very, very good together at Rummel when they played. And we know Darren, and I'm sure that he's giving all he's got. His bat will come around. Just give him time.
That's it. Keep playing good defense until then.
Blake, along those lines, I know we've talked about this in the past. We've had you on the show. The importance of being able to have guys that are, you know, virtually down the street and playing local baseball here that you do get to see, playing Legion and all that other stuff, and then understanding that, hey, you know, is an option for you. You can continue and still play that. And as you mentioned, he's a junior now. So that's a guy that's been in your program for a bit, and you just mentioned turning some double plays and somebody you can count on. That's probably kind of one of the vital bloodlines of how you build your program specifically.
No doubt. You know, we've got to get the local guys, you know. But like I said, I've always said, and I'll stand behind it, I'm not getting the local guys unless we think they're good enough and that they'll contribute. You know, so we've had pretty good success. Owen McGee from Brother Martin, you know, we got Turpin now. Chris Turpin was at Delgado last year, West Bank kid from over in Belchase. So, you know, we're getting these guys, and, you know, he's our Saturday starter. He's thrown 12 innings and haven't given up an earned run yet this year.
Wow.
So, you know, we're getting those guys. We're just plucking the ones we want. You know, but again, we're taking a couple chances on some guys and younger guys, high school guys that may be developing to something. So got to keep doing that and finding those guys. And like I said, who knows how, you know, what a freshman will be his junior year. That's the fun part about getting the younger guys is watching them develop and see where they'll go.
Wrapping up with head coach Blake Dean of the UNO Privateers. His team's off to a 6-1 start. Michigan State, you take the series. South Alabama postponed with a little weather. Then you had some nice games at Maestri Field against Chicago State, Rutgers, Butler. You win those three, and then you won last night against Southern Miss. So you've had some nice success at Maestri Field. That's why I'm bringing this up. You have Yale this weekend, and after that, Coach, you're at Jackson State, and you come down here where we are right now in La Rose, essentially to Thibodeau, and face a pretty good Nichols team that's had a nice start as well. And then after that, at the Ragin' Cajuns at Northwestern State. So you're going to be on the road here for a bit after this weekend.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, we are obviously last night was our first road test, you know, going to Hattiesburg. You know, so we went there last night and got to kind of break the ice there, but we got a tough stretch. There is no doubt about that. You know, it's great to start off good, but you don't want to wake up over these next 9-12 games and be under 500 or something hit you in the mouth. So just got to find ways to squeak them out. What I told those guys is you have to, number one, avoid being swept on the road. If you can avoid being swept, then you put yourself in a decent position. If you can take a series, then that's a plus. And if you can sweep, that's just icing on the cake. So just got to find ways to continue to scratch them out and, you know, get one here and there on the road when we can.
Coach, why don't you close out by giving us a little preview against Yale here. What do we have in the Yale team that's coming up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Well, this guy they have going Friday night's pretty good. A year or two ago, they were in a regional. Maybe I don't remember where it was, Florida State or somewhere, but they had a great team. They hit a lot of home runs. You know, people hear Yale and think, oh, that's an Ivy League school. You know, baseball is not the best up there. They're a very good baseball team. Like I said, this guy they have going beat New Mexico the other night, and who obviously can really, really hit. I think he threw 7 innings and only gave up a run or two. So they'll definitely be a challenge for us. We just got to keep pitching. Keep doing what we're doing. Hopefully, like I said, put some runs up, play good defense.
Coach, appreciate you, man, joining us on short notice. But look, even though it was my Golden Eagles up in Hattiesburg, it's a good start. Want to make sure that we let people know about it. So thanks for jumping on today.
I appreciate you guys having us on.
Yep, for sure. Head Coach Blake Dean of the UNO Privateers. You know, you mentioned that the Rummel shortstop there that's playing. Look, I mean, I do think it's important that you have that. And look, I drive by Mike Miley all the time, because I'm literally about 2 blocks from there. So that diamond right there, right by David Drive, that's where all the Legions play. I mean, all, you know, the summer ball. I mean, they play year round, and that's what I don't think it's any coincidence that Louisiana baseball is so good.
Look, it's just you have players everywhere, and everyone can do it. You don't have to be your LSUs. Yes, it's a different level. I get it. I do. They go to Omaha and stuff, but you have regional teams. You just got to get in a regional. You don't know what happens once you get in. And I kind of liked it since it's gone to the 64 field where it's more like March Madness. You just get in, and now let's see what happens. You know, you'll see a lot more teams that have a chance. We always talk about this with college football. You have no shot. You know, they're doing spring ball right now. They're weightlifting. It doesn't matter for a lot of teams. You have no shot at sniffing the national championship because there's no playoffs. It doesn't matter. You can weightlift all you want, be happy with your 6-7. You have no shot. In baseball, that's not the case because these kids have a shot.
Baseball and basketball, we know it's different style of sports compared to football. You can't play 60-something football games. You'll have no bat at the end of the year. But, you know, you look at the state of Louisiana and look at all the football players that they produce that play in the NFL, they go to college, wherever, you know, major college. Baseball is pretty big down here in the South. Because why? Because you can play it year-round. Well, you can't do that up north.
Right.
Why do you see all the northern schools when baseball season begins? They play all their games down south because of weather-wise. They do not have the caliber of players. You don't ever hear about NCAA championships in baseball. Mm-hmm. When's the Big Ten last time? Or, you know, Northeastern guys or anybody, you know, those style schools. You see all the southern schools or either maybe the West Coast. But that's the thing about state of Louisiana. There's so many good baseball players. And you're right. Go to UNO. Go to Tulane. Go play and get a scholarship. And it's also different in sports and baseball compared. Football, you get a full ride.
Yeah.
Baseball, 25 guys on a roster.
Yep. Got to split
five
it
or
up.
Six,
yep.
Seven of them might get a full ride.
Right.
A few of them get a half. You know, it's unbelievable how they do it. And these kids love
it. I don't know how you feel
with
a college team. It's incredible when you look at it. At privateers_BSB for baseball. So we had to follow him over on Twitter. I just wanted to get him on real quick.
Get a little exposure.
It's hard to follow up and try to kind of rebuild what Ron Maestri did. I mean, it's called Maestri Field for a reason.
Yep, you follow
him. I mean,
a legend.
That used to be one of the places that you went to. And I think, there's some people that are LSU fans that follow because Blake Dean did so well over at LSU. I know they want to see him succeed and do well over there. And look, I'm all for the as many Louisiana teams that can get in the postseason play the better, because you never know. It's not just my son, but anybody's kid can get, like you said, a chance to either get a full ride or just play collegiately. And look, you played, and I'm a huge proponent of sports. If you do that, chances are you're going to have friendships. You're going to get a chance to travel. You're going to get it helps you with all the nonsense going on right now that you can go the wrong path. That it helps you. And I would have no trouble bringing my kid to ballparks on the weekend and all that. So, not to say that I'm hoping that he plays.
You know, my dad brought me to UNO games when I was in high school.
That's when the Zephyrs first started. And all that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, look, man, we can spend 15 minutes on his program and let him get that. And again, Nichols and Tulane, great game. They have a nice start to that season over there at Nichols. So we'll keep an eye on everybody throughout the season. When we come back, we'll touch a little bit more on LeBron. I got to play the full part.
Do it.
Paul Pierce thing, because now they want him to shut it down.
Shut it down.
Yep. Since they can't win the titles, shut it down.
Yep. Shut it down.
Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
People went to mycomputercareer.edu and took the free career evaluation last month. They started the year hating their job or income and did something about it. At My Computer Career, they can start their new life as an IT pro in months, not years. Even with zero IT experience, it's not too late. You can join them. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Classes meet on campus or live online just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
100 years of hard work can take you far, and no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up, and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in your closet, the back of your closet. What am I doing here? Would you keep caviar in the back of your fridge with the ketchup and old milk? Yeah, I don't think so. So what happened to us? I mean, have you seen my label? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Sure, I never really fit you quite right, and one of my pockets is so small you can't even squeeze your hand into it. But it's all about the look, and I look good. I need to get back out on the scene so I can be seen. You know, going to fancy parties, getting expensive iced coffees, Sunday fun days, okay? So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create new jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
That bathroom upgrade is within reach at the Winter Kitchen and Bath event now at the Home Depot. Starting with the exclusive Pfister Venturi Bath Faucet. It's a two-handle, widespread brushed nickel faucet with a spot defense finish that resists water spots and fingerprints. And right now, you can get your hands on one for just $119. So upgrade your bathroom and let the savings flow. The Winter Kitchen and Bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th while supplies last.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
This is interesting. The Montreal Alouettes. You know who that is, John Forkin?
Yes, I do.
Canadian Football League?
Yes.
What they happened? Have decided to terminate the player contract of Johnny Manziel after it was found that he had contravened the agreement, which made him eligible to play in the league. We're disappointed by this turn of events. Johnny was provided a great deal of support by our organization in collaboration with the CFL, but he has been unable to abide by the terms of his agreement, as declared by the general manager, Kavis Reed. We worked with the league and presented alternatives to Johnny, who was unwilling to proceed.
What did he do?
Well, I mean, I'm assuming by him saying that he was unable to abide and didn't want to, I'm assuming he got popped for substance.
Wow.
I mean, I mean, when I read that, that's what it sounds like to me, that we gave you different ways to go abide it. Remember, and he's dealt with that.
Well, all I know is we're in what? We're in February. Mm-hmm. Well, he's not up in Canada right now. I know that he's got to be home. So I don't know what he could have done to, because basically you don't report till I think it's May to go up there.
Right.
I have to do a little digging into it, because you know he would have been loved to have gotten out of that contract so he can go play in the
AAF.
Yes.
It's interesting you say that, because I'm now seeing
he'll be
people
in San Antonio.
Saying, hey, would the AAF be interested
in
him?
He'll be in San Antonio,
like,
ASAP.
Again, I don't know. That I'm trying to go on and on and on. All I see is kicked out of the CFL after failing to meet conditions set by the league. Now, what were those conditions?
That's my question. He kicked out of the CFL?
CFL.
Oh, he's kicked out of the league.
Yes, kicked out of the league by failing to meet.
Then he done something. He had to have done something.
Well, that's
correct.
What I'm saying.
Right. Yeah. Okay, because if it was
violating agreement, what was the agreement specifically? And now it's on ESPN, yeah. Oh, it's the agreement that made him eligible to play. Did he have to get tested? I don't know. They're not giving me any additional details as to what the agreement is. So,
wow. We'd have to figure it out, but it'll come out.
Don't you think that, again, I don't know, maybe it's journalism today, but don't you think that would, like, if somebody gave me that news. Because, you know, you get like a wire copy or that comes across. Mm-hmm. I mean, the first thing that I would want to do is, well, what specifically, what's the agreement?
Right.
You don't have to tell me what he broke.
Right.
What was the agreement that he had with you?
See, I was under this depression. You said he was released by Montreal, in which obviously that's their team.
Kicked
that released
out of the league,
him.
Right.
But
right.
You said the league kicked him out. That has to be something that needs to be looked at.
Right.
It was something
he's
done.
He's been banned by the CFL.
Okay. In that case, he did something that the league, not the team.
Well, maybe now
So
Jeff Hamilton tweeting, he's been kicked out of the CFL for not living up to his confidential requirements to be in the league after a contract was approved last year despite issues in recent years with drug and alcohol abuse and domestic abuse. So there's probably something, again, to my belief, it would be, you get kicked out of a league.
Well, let me go.
It was probably in the contract.
I'm glad you brought this up.
You can't do this or this, and then you're done.
Now, I'm glad you brought this up.
Okay.
Dallas Cowboys has a player who's flunked 4 drug tests, been kicked out of the league He was suspended 4 games, suspended half the year, suspended the whole year, and now he's got the fourth one. Why is he still in this league? Why don't the NFL come around saying, you are banned, kicked out? Same thing with Josh Gordon. Josh, I don't want to hear this about, well, giving him a second chance. Come on. Bull. BS. You had two pops out. You flunked the drug test. You got another opportunity. You flunked it again. Maybe they'll take a chance on you because you got, when you flunked the third one, you suspended for the year. After that, you're gone. You do another, you got to go. Let's be honest. You got to get rid of these guys. You can't. Who's the baseball player? I think he had 14 times he flunked the test. The pitcher for the Yankees, and you know what I'm talking about. Oh my God, you, Joey, find that out for him, because I remember when I did. They said 14 times, and he's still pitching in the Major League Baseball. I like, no way. They got to start doing. If CFL did this, I praise him for that. That's a, you know, if he broke the rules of what they first came across and written up, because that's the CFL. Come on, they, you know, they more lenient than the NFL. Mm-hmm.
Look, like I said, I think.
But he will be in.
You think the AAF takes a chance on him because of his name?
Yeah, he's gonna. They'll be, people in Texas will go watch him play in San Antonio.
Still,
yeah, they 1-2 and horrible in San Antonio. Don't have a quarterback. Oh yeah, why he ain't done? He didn't break anything here. He broke a rule there.
Your logic's awesome. You did something in Canada. You're like,
he didn't even do it in the country. He's not even in this country.
It wasn't legal D1. I can go play D2.
He's got his passport. Oh, he's back. But let him in. He's an American citizen. Let him back.
I guess my thing is, look, it has changed my view on a lot of different things being a dad.
Okay.
To where, like, I view it differently, you know. Like I've noticed my wife a lot of times, like poor kid or something like that, when somebody gets in trouble or somebody.
Yeah, but how many times?
No. But what I'm getting at is that is the number one thing that, when I say fear, just I have the utmost fear is drugs.
Right. It's so bad now.
Family members to friends to you name it, I've seen it go that way, and I think once you start that battle, the odds are not high that you can ever get clean or you can move on, you can rehab, you can. I'm not saying you can't. But it's a battle, you know it's just it's not just drugs. It's substance abuse of any kind, whether it's narcotics, drug pills, pain pills, drinking. Exactly right. But it's just once you go down a path, man, where it's like that, you hang out with people that you just put yourself in positions and things happen in your life that just – it's the biggest fear that I have.
And some people can't get over, because I know some close people, really close to me, who, you know, they still do their, you know, their weed smoking. They've been doing it since high school, and they're doing it now. But my take is this, is that you as a parent, me as a guy who's played a professional sport, you know, you say giving them a second chance, and maybe you give, I can understand, guy gets a second chance, then a third chance, and then a fourth chance. You got to cut it off sooner or later. You can't say, I've done so much for the person, guy or girl, whatever, you know. You know, first time around, like I said, in the NFL, first time you get warned. Let me tell you, they test you. Okay, if you get busted, you don't get suspended. You put on the list, they will test you.
Right,
and you do it again, you get a 4-gamer.
Right,
you do it again, it's a half a season.
And we learned with the Tyrann Mathieu situation at LSU, it was like multiple tests before they even announced it. Right, that's what I'm saying. So. And that's what I'm getting at. Like, that's a clear sign of a problem when you get popped for it. I'm like, dude, seriously, the last time you do it, we got to announce it. You can't do it. Josh, thanks for giving us a call on the Sports Hangover. What you got, man?
Thanks for taking my call, Gus. I just want to hear y'all's opinion. I hear the discussion being about, you know, Josh Gordon and Johnny Manziel and just guys that
– Randy Gregory. Randy Gregory.
Yeah, Randy Gregory. Guys that are relevant in media terms but aren't relevant in production in the league. Mm-hmm. I want to hear your opinion on guys, for instance, Antonio Brown and Tyreek Hill, guys that didn't get charged with domestic violence but have it's been documented that they've either pushed or punched their girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear your opinion on that, because we talk about Johnny Manziel. The guy hasn't been in the league in forever. Mm-hmm. Josh Gordon has, 10, 15 catches the last 3 years? I mean, what about these high-profile guys that the public opinion, like, kind of forgets what they do? I mean, Antonio Brown, he didn't get charged, but the cops got a call for him pushing his wife the other day. And then Tyreek Hill punched his pregnant girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Why are we so easily to damn these other players that smoke a little bit of weed? And I understand morality and legality are two different things. But, I mean, morality and punching a woman, why aren't these guys held to a higher standard? I'm going to hang up and listen to your opinion.
Josh, I 100% agree with you on that, on this aspect of it, because it's one of the things, Josh, that I know, John, you've even talked about, too. It's a problem that how people view this NFL.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's let me tell you something.
Like, players have been suspended like for drugs more games and fine more than other stuff like that. And it's a question I asked out loud. What is the line? Yeah. Like, what is the line? Because, you know, Josh brings up a point, right? Brown had an issue in those players. You're saying, you just said the AAF would love to have Johnny Football in, maybe, you know, or
right.
They'll take a chance on. But that's the point. It's like, what is the line to where you go, hey, man, you just can't have it, you know, in this league?
Well, my take is this is what I'm seeing is the fact that if you're a star, they're going to let you slide away with more than if you just, like you said, a second-rate guy or a lower-tier player. You know, they'll slap you in the wrist, slap you in the wrist, slap you in the wrist. If you're a star, you'll get one slap on the wrist, and then they're going to fix you up and try to help you more than the other guys because they can always go get the other guys. Mm-hmm. If you're the star, they're not. But then now it's changed, Gus. Over the years, you're seeing more now. You put your hands on a female for domestic violence, you're now, that little slap on the wrist is no more. You get punched in the face from the NFL now. You're on thin ice because the next time anything comes about this, you could be seen out of the league. Look at Rice and who's the other guy, that the running back from Kansas City.
Hey, Tyreek Hill. I mean, not Tyreek Hill.
Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt, yeah.
So you look at these players, it's a little bit differently now. And, you know, you have to take each case and look at what all transpired. Mm-hmm. I don't know what all went with AB or the Tyreek Hill scenario. Yes, you know, there's stuff written and everything. I'm sure people investigated, the NFL investigated, did this stuff. But look, when you get second, third, fourth chances, you know, after that, you got to go. Now, if AB got into trouble and hasn't done anything since that time, you know, you gotta let it ride, see what happens. Same thing with Hill. If he's been clean slated, not all NFL players that get in trouble go back and do it again. They learn their lesson. Oh, I'm going to lose my job. I lose my money. Mm-hmm. I can lose a lot. So they straighten up. And I understand it. I praise them for that. But when you're getting over and over and over, look, you flunk a drug test, that's part of the rules of the game. You can't do it. It's no different than you punching someone. If there are rules set that you can't do things and you break them and you break them and you break them, it's time to say, you got to go.
John 4K, Gus Cadigan with you. It's the Sports Hangover. Feel free to give us a buzz, 800-998-1003. Still to come, bottom of the next hour, Daniel Salerson from L.A. Pels take on the Lakers tonight. Everything that I know, see, shoot around, yeah, I think it's going on or ending. Going to get you a shoot around sound next hour, as soon as it's sent to us from Daniel. And from what I see and know, I mean, Anthony Davis is set to play today. He didn't play against the Lakers before, John, because it was
back-to-back. I've never heard that rule.
Back-to-back today. I heard on Golic and Wingo this morning, who will get the loudest cheer, LeBron or AD, from the crowd at Staples Center? Sports Hangover continues to next on ESPN News.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free, no credit card needed. Visit creditkarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
Mike, where'd you get that stadium seat?
Finding game tickets is hard, Trey, but being there is so much better than not being there. So I replaced my regular seat with the stadium seat to try and recreate that stadium atmosphere.
I appreciate the effort, but I got a better idea. Use Vivid Seats to find tickets to the game. They make finding the seats that you want quick and easy.
Sounds like getting tickets at Vivid Seats would have been the easier option.
It always is.
Wingo.
On the positive side for Kevin Durant, he has usually been pretty open and talks to the media a lot. I get it. Here's what rubbed me the wrong way is how you're telling these guys to grow up. What was part of that? I just wanted to go to the gym, play ball, and go home. You guys need to grow up with all this. Kevin, I mean, that's a tough call to be throwing darts at people about growing up when you're getting into it on Twitter on a burner account because people don't like the way you play or the decisions you make. You may want to rethink that one. I will continue to go back to the Jim Harbaugh answer at Michigan every time he's asked about, hey, this NFL team wants you, that NFL team wants you. I'm only going to talk about the job I have. And that's it. Kevin Durant. Free agency is in July. I'll worry about it then. Right now, I'm 100% with Golden State. That's it. That can get monotonous and difficult. I get it, but you have to deal with the media, so you have to find a way to get through it. But, man, the whole thing with the burner account and him telling other people to grow up, that just one kind of rubbed me the wrong way.
Golic and Wingo. Weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
You know, Jordan's such a swell guy. He's telling me to keep an eye out for something on YouTube that's telling kids to hurt themselves and watch out what Carver watches. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, you saw that.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, they had a – on YouTube, it's sort of like – this weird looking picture of this female with these big huge eyes. Uh-huh. It's like, you know, like they do nowadays on they Instagram.
Or it's like a caricature, right?
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. And it tells you to pretty much hurt yourself or, commit, you know, injuries and suicide, whatever. It's pretty
That's
bad.
Sick,
terrorist
man.
Type. It's like, it's weird. And I didn't know what it was until I read up on it this morning. I'm like, wow.
I'm glad y'all told me about it.
Wow.
I don't. I mean,
yes.
He's two, so.
Well.
He does know how to turn on the Apple TV, and he sees the app YouTube, but he can't type it in. But that's crazy.
This is
a
news.
Sad.
This is for the news people out there. UP Long Bridge closed both directions. Ship hit the bridge.
What?
Yes.
Might be a little bit more traffic on the 310 when we go back home.
I live on the West Bank, so I'll be. You better take the 310. Yes. That's
yes.
Ship hit the bridge. Wow.
Wow. Well, that might put a damper on things. Hopefully everything's okay with that. All right, so this was we'll get to LeBron here in a quick second. We'll just do the top of the hour. Let's wrap up because we talk a little bit about football. So are you surprised that the preliminary talks, owners, competition committee, for 2 days yesterday, they spoke. There's no rush,
nothing.
Apparently. Here's Schefter essentially
yesterday
saying,
came out and said basically he doesn't see a significant reason right now to move forward, doesn't see significant momentum for a rule change, and there's no consensus right now on changing that and making plays like that went down in the NFC Championship game challengeable, reviewable, basically having a coach have the ability to challenge an official's call. Now, there are going to be more discussions here in Indianapolis. They'll continue next week offsite in Florida leading up to the start of the owners' meetings in late March, and we'll see whether they can find a way to make everybody happier, if there is a better way. But right now, based on the comments of the competition committee yesterday, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of momentum towards making anything happen there.
John,
it can be done.
I listened to Stephen Jones, or at least I read his quotes from yesterday, and there's an issue with the NFL, and they don't realize it. It's sort of like the boss or the owner that's, hey, we've done it this way. We always, they don't realize that you do change with the times and stuff. The NBA has grown in its popularity because of how the players are open with Instagram and social media. They have the referees every game day. Now there's a referee Twitter that you can follow and you can tweet at them. Hey, Pels Lakers, was that, you know, why was that not a travel or a flagrant two? And they're watching the games and they'll tweet back at you like, How cool is that to be able to watch? Because it's sort of like my Pereira, right, that works for Fox for the NFL right. games, but you can do that through social media and do that. But from the league, you know, where in the NFL, they're like, you can't question the officials, you can't do all this other stuff. It's just weird when it comes to that, how they don't really communicate with the fan base. And they come across archaic, I guess is what I'm rambling about. The NFL comes across archaic. Well, I don't want to, you know, change things and stuff.
You know, when you look at this scenario that they're talking about, this has got nothing to do with Roger Goodell. You know, so I want people to know that Roger Goodell, he answers for the 32 owners, and they do what they got to do. They relay it back to him, and he kind of tells me. So I want people to know out there, it ain't Roger Goodell. Y'all need to get off the Roger Goodell bandwagon on this. It's a committee people that do all it. Roger Goodell doesn't sit in there and say this. He just relays it to the media and everybody else. This is how it's going to be done, whatever. Now, with that being said, it is so simple. All you have to do is say, I'm going to give each head coach another chance to throw your flag if you want to challenge a call. Not, was it a catch? Was it a fumble? You know what I'm saying? If you say, I want to challenge that call, that's the only thing you can challenge. The CFL does it, Gus. Mm-hmm. I want to see if that's pass interference. Okay? Doesn't take no much longer than you checking to see if the ball's caught inbounds or not. That's what you get. You get one. Now, you want to put stipulation on it? You can only do it within the fourth quarter at the end of the game, the second quarter before half. You give them however you want to do it. It doesn't go, it's not going to run 15, 20 more minutes for a football game. It's mm-hmm. not 30. I can see you get these officials up there, you say, hey, you get 30 seconds. If that's pass interference or holding or whatever you want to call that you think it's costly in the game, I'm saying you can't call it every time. It's got to be something costly, obviously. If I'm a head coach, I'm going to lose it. And same thing. You don't get it, you lose your timeout. That's simple.
Like I just said, earlier when this all happened after the Saints, just an extra challenge to the coach.
That's all it is.
It's an extra challenge to where you just do that. You're not changing the fundamental take of the game. You're not opening Pandora's box. It's an extra challenge to where if the coach has it, he can do it. And it's not just Sean Payton. Andy Reid would have loved to have challenged roughing the passer on Tom Brady when the arm came down across the and that's not to say the referee's terrible. It happened so fast
and the coach,
that maybe they missed it. It looked like it.
McVay,
but under replay, you can see it.
Goff going in for a touchdown.
Exactly. Remember? Right. It would have done face the same pass. Thing. Yeah.
They moved it to the one. First and goal.
Exactly right. So. I don't understand it. And you see with the AAF, and you talked about John going to see the game at Memphis, the first game.
Yep.
With the Sky Judge. It's worked. I haven't seen a single column article, the AAF can't work because of the extra judge.
Look,
have you read one?
No, I haven't
not
read
a
it,
one.
But I did see one game where they blew a call. They blew it. It happens. Everybody blew. But if you're giving the coach the chance, I don't care about them blowing a call up there. My point is this, is that you give the coach an opportunity to check on a penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Other than, change of possession.
So what were your thoughts of the AAF game in Memphis?
I enjoy it,
the
man.
Express.
I watch every game. I've watched it on weekends.
So you like football.
I do not watch basketball, NBA. I could care less about it. College ball until the playoffs.
Okay.
But right now, I am not going to be into baseball right now when they play all the way to August mm-hmm. or September.
Well, it is spring training. There's no game. It's just
I used to love when the Arena Football League started this time of the year.
I love
it was
the
enjoyable.
Arena Football League.
This is pretty good. I hope the AAF makes it.
Yeah. I mean, look, you did stuff with the voodoo. I did the color commentary. You know, a part of their broadcast. I liked it. When it was owned by NFL teams.
Right.
And you were playing at NBA arenas, it was awesome. I enjoyed it. I did because it was fast paced.
Spring football is good to have if you do it right, and I think people don't
so
you've do
got,
it right.
You got a chance to go see it. So biggest difference in 10 seconds between NFL and AFL.
Everything's quick, man. It's quick. 30 seconds to run a play. 35 seconds to get a play.
So
run.
You liked it?
No, I don't really, but it is.
Okay.
It's
we'll touch
quick.
A little bit more.
You'll see
that.
A lot of scoring. That's the problem.
Hour 3 when we come back. Oh, that's a good point. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.